Hey guys, it's Lee. Today I thought I'd do a fun little Q&A thing. I haven't been posting as much on the subreddit. Well, I have. I've just been begging for Twitter followers. Please follow me on Twitter. But I just like art and just promoting my Twitter. But I haven't like posted any real content. I did a poll one time, but I haven't done anything like good for the subreddit in a while. So I thought I'd do another Q&A, or like a dirty Q&A, and I found this really good one online on Oprah Daily. On Oprah Daily, that had some pretty good questions. I was gonna do some recording today, but it's very like stormy outside, and my roommates are being kind of loud, so I'm just gonna do some Q&A stuff. I'm gonna put on some music so that we can set the mood. Let's see. Give me 1 second. There we go. Now we got some fun little background music. If you want to know the names of the songs, I just looked up a French lounge playlist on Spotify. So if you want to look that up, it's the first one that pops up. All right, let's just get into it, you know? Let's just, you know, start. It's been a while. I'm excited. First question is, what is your definition of amazing sex? I think the best sex I've ever had is when I actually like the person. Like casual sex is fine, but when you actually, like, are emotionally invested in that person and you really, like, have a connection with them, then it just makes it so much better because it's just like more meaningful and then you kind of like enjoy it more. That's at least in my experience. I could do a funny answer and say I like being bent over and like hit and shit, but I'm a cheesy person. I'm very sentimental, so I like it when I feel connected to someone. So I think that would be my definition of amazing sex, is when you really like them. If oh my god, my stutter. If you could have sex in any location in the world, where would it be? I think I would love to have sex in a cave behind a waterfall. Like, that's very specific and very hard to achieve, but it just, the idea of that is just so woo. And I'm kind of cheesy, so like in our house, in our apartment together, you know, stuff like that. I'm very cheesy. If you could have sex with any celebrity, who would it be, and what do you think it would be like? Now, I'm more lenient towards 2D men. Not really that into, like, I don't have any real, I haven't watched, like, real media, like live action media in such a long time. But the last thing I watched was American Horror Story Cult, or not Cult, the most recent season, Apocalypse, and the dude who plays the devil, Cody Fern, with the long blonde hair, wow, the things I would do to that man would probably scare him. I'd have him trying to crawl up the wall and shit. I'd freak him out. I feel like it would be very, I don't know, he doesn't seem freaky, like, he just seems, he's very pretty, and he strikes me as someone that tries to be a dom, but ends up being, like, a hard switch, and so you'd end up having to dom him. So I feel like, I feel like I'd be in charge, but he is very pretty, and I think one of the only reasons I really like him that much is because he makes me think of, like, a live-action Dio. I fucking love Dio. I could talk about 2D men. I'm gonna do that one day. I'm just gonna post a ramble where I talk about my favorite 2D men. What's one of your favorite sexual fantasies? Okay. It's very cliche. Again, I am not very original. I'm not. I'm a sucker for the classics. Teacher and student. Either or. I'm fine with being either or. I just love the teacher-student dynamic. It's so, like, you really want to earn that A, huh? Like, shit like that is so... I might do an audio about that at some point. Let me know if that's something you guys would be interested in, the teacher-student one. What kind of porn are you watching right now? Okay, I can't. Oh my God, it's so embarrassing. I don't want to. Okay. I've been watching a lot of like hard F sub stuff, a lot of like daddy dom shit. Like, I'm normally not the type of girl that's like, I like calling guys daddy. Like, I don't normally like that kind of shit. That's not my thing, because I think it's kind of cheesy. I mean, I'm cheesy, but like, that's like crazy cheesy. But lately, I've been watching porn like that, and I've been like, no, wait a minute. This is kind of something different. What do you, oh my God, I can't speak. What do you look like and sound like when sex feels good for you? I have been told that I am not able to control my volume. I have been told that by multiple people that when I like it, I'm not able to control my volume. Which I believe. My walls are very thin and I've gotten a couple complaints, but I'm not very quiet is my tell. What I look like? I don't know. I've never had someone say, "Hey, you look like this when you're coming." I don't want someone to tell me what I look like when I'm coming, because then I'm gonna be self-conscious. I don't even like knowing that people perceive me outside of myself. Like, I don't like that. Let alone people telling me, "Oh yeah, you looked like this when you came." Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I'd cry. But no, I don't know what I look like when I'm really enjoying it, and I don't want to know what I look like when I really enjoy it. What's something non-sexual that turns you on? Okay, I have a lot of these. I have a lot. My favorite one, this was one I discovered recently. It's when it's mostly for men, but it works for women too. When they're coming out of the shower, and it's when they have like longer-ish hair, they're coming out of the shower and their hair just naturally like slicks back. And then when they're walking out of the shower, they slick it back with their hands, and like little strands like fall out, and they just keep slicking it back. It's so hot. It's so hot. I'm so sorry. It's so hot. And then when guys say, "Yeah," like exactly like that, like when you're talking about something or when you're being a brat or whatever, and they're like, "Yeah," it's just like, "Yeah." And then for girls, it's when they get like excited about stuff and they like jump up and down and shit. I think that's really hot. I don't know why. Not because of any like gravity or anything. I also think when girls roll their eyes, like when they're mad at me, I love it when girls are mad at me. It's when girls are mad at me, I'm like, "Hee hee hee, get mad at me more," because it's just so hot. I like, ooh. When girls roll their eyes at me, it's something different. Like, it's crazy. I love it. What do you think about when you masturbate? I think about certain sexual experiences that I've had that like that I can't get over. I can give an example of one. One time I was on my period, and me and this dude were like making out, and I was like, "Oh, we're not gonna have sex." And then like he was holding me by my hips, and then he like pulled me in closer. Oh, I just made the mic peak. He pulled me in closer, and he was like, "How bad are you bleeding?" And I was like, I was like, "Jesus fucking Christ!" Like, he asked me in such a he was, you could tell like he was horny, and he was like, "How bad are you bleeding?" And I was like, "No, I don't know." And I freaked out. And yeah, I think about that time a lot. Yeah, you could tell I think about it a lot for the way I'm acting. What would an erotic vacation look like to you? Going anywhere in the beaches. I'm not really a beach kind of girl. Well, I take that back. I kind of am. But I'm not. I prefer like going to places like Seattle or New York or like Alaska and stuff like that. But I would think like a beach vacation and like a hotel, like somewhere tropical, because you know it's hot, you know? And you get to see them in swim attire a lot. So that's always sexy. Is there a sexy song that tends to get you in the mood? I have a playlist. I think everyone has their sex playlist, but let me see real quick. What is... I'm just going to go on there and see. Velvet Light by Jacob. Daddy Issues by The Neighborhood. Just the Two of Us by Grover Washington Jr. And You Got Me by Omar Apollo are at the top of my sex playlist. For sure. Those will definitely... And then Streets by Doja Cat. Pretty much most songs by Doja Cat. I won't lie, I'm a Doja Cat fangirl. Have you ever been caught having sex before? Tell a story about it. I've never been caught having sex before, but I've been, like, misconstrued. Like, people thought I had sex and I didn't, and I got a hard time for it. So basically, me and this dude were hanging out, and my other friends were in the living room, and they saw us come in and go to my room. And we weren't even doing anything. We literally, like... And that's not me capping. I'm being serious. We didn't do anything. We just hung out in my room, played with my rabbit. That's not a euphemism. I own a pet rabbit. And we, you know, just hung out. And then we laid on the bed and we just talked. And my hair got ruffled up because my hair gets tangled really easy because I was like rolling around and shit. We didn't even make out or anything. Like literally we just talked. It was nice. Well, I was frustrated, obviously, because I wanted to do something, but you know, he wasn't in the mood. So we just kind of talked, which was fine. And I come out of my room and my friends are like, oh, okay. And I was like, no, it's not what you think. And they're like, okay, that's why you were late to watching the movie. Okay, whatever. We get it. And I'm like, no, I wasn't having sex. But, I think that's funny that everyone just automatically was like, yup, she was having sex in there. And I was not. And no matter how many times I say, no, I wasn't, they'll never believe me. What's something you've always wanted to try but assume that your partner wouldn't like? With most straight men, the idea of, like, your average straight man with FDOM stuff, you have to be very, like, particular about the way you word it, because most guys aren't into you calling yourself mommy, and I'm into that, and it's like, it's very difficult. It's hard. Oh, there's a train. It's hard to find guys that are really into that in real life. Because online it's different, but in real life it's very difficult, especially where I live. Yeah, it's very hard. Is there an erotic movie scene that turns you on to watch? Oh my god! Okay, have you guys ever seen... Okay, so I have two. The first one is animated. It's Castlevania season 3, I think. It's when, oh my god, what's his name? Hector and that one girl, Hector and that vampire girl, are having sex while Alucard is having a three-way while that one dude is fighting in the tower. Like, three different things are going on at once. Two of them, Alucard is having that three-way, and that three was so fucking hot. I made my mic peak again.
Jesus Christ, it was so fucking hot.
And then Hector, I like had the biggest crush on Hector, and he was like being a little bit of an F sub, or not an F sub, an M sub, and I was like, oh my god, I wish I could fuck that dude so bad. I was like, oh my god, it was so hot. I love Castlevania so much, but that like scene, I had to rewatch it like 9 times. It was so good. And then my real life scene, again, from American Horror Story season 5, Hotel. The scene where Lady Gaga and Matt Bomer are going to the movie and they come back with the couple and they have a four-way and then they kill them. It's like that scene, like that music, the scene, Lady Gaga, it's all like, woo! That's another celebrity to have sex with. I would give anything to fuck Lady Gaga and Megan Thee Stallion. That's another celebrity I wish to have sex with. I didn't even think about Megan. I can't believe I forgot about her. Oh, my bunny's laying down. He looks so cute. Hi, baby. Oh, I woke him up. What's the wildest place you've ever hooked up with someone before? I'm boring, guys. I'm so boring. I can't lie and be like, oh, I fucked in the airplane. No, it's always been, like, in my room or their room. I've never even had sex in a car. I just think it's uncomfortable. Like, I wouldn't want to do that. Like, I don't want to ride someone in a car. I'm sorry. I don't want to hit my head on the roof. That'd be really embarrassing. I don't want to lay down either because that seat's going to be uncomfortable. I'm just a big baby, y'all. I don't want to lay down like that. But I think the, like, freakiest place I've ever done anything with someone was in the common space of my apartment with one of the guys I was seeing at the time. Like, I gave him a blowjob in the living room. Not to completion, but, you know, I just was like, hey, what if I gave you a blowjob in the middle of the living room? And he was like, your roommate's gonna come out. And I was like, okay. And then I just got on my knees and sucked him off just because I wanted to see if, you know, I could do it without my roommate coming out, which was pretty cool. It was pretty exciting, but I told my roommate about it later, and they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you do that on the couch? But it's, at least I didn't have sex on it, so. Are there types of clothing you find highly erotic? No, not specifically, but who doesn't like lingerie? Like, who doesn't like lingerie? But I mean, like, I think the way people dress is very attractive. Like, if someone were, like, if, when guys are really well dressed, like, when they wear better clothes than just t-shirt and jeans and shit, like, when they dress up, like, you know, they wear the nice Nikes, the sweaters, the turtlenecks, the chains, the rings, like, when they dress up really nice, it's so attractive. And then when girls dress, I'm partial to femme women, so I like skirts and, I made the mic peak again. I'm partial to skirts and, you know, dresses and pretty stuff like that. So I'm partial to that. And then for non-binary people, I just really like sweaters. I don't know what it is. I like sweaters and turtlenecks. Honestly, that's just my preference in clothing. I feel like people are attractive no matter what they dress in. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, you're not attractive because you're not dressed well. I just think that that's a plus for me. I'm going to be more attracted to someone if they dress well. But if you're comfortable in whatever you want to wear, wear whatever you want to wear, you know? I'm not going to be the judge of whatever you wear. That's just my preference. Yeah. If you wear a t-shirt and jeans and that makes you comfortable, more power to you. You're probably still beautiful. You definitely are still beautiful, even if you wear a t-shirt and jeans. I just like, you know, dressing up a little bit. But then again, what girl doesn't like it when someone dresses up a little bit? Do you try on purpose to make as much noise as possible during sex? Not on purpose. Definitely not on purpose. But it tends to happen. Like, that's just how it goes. Because I am loud. Especially when I like it. So, there's nothing I can do about that. You know? Oh, the song's loud. Have you ever had sex really quiet to keep yourself from getting caught? Well, yeah, I live in an apartment with tiny-ass walls, or thin-ass walls. I've tried, but I've failed many times. Many a times I have failed. What color underwear are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing boxers right now, actually. They're blue, and they have paper airplanes on them.
Because I wanted to be comfy. I'm not wearing anything like lacy or anything. It's just, you know, little blue boxers. Do you remember the best orgasm you've ever had? I would like to say it was when I was riding someone for the first time. I wasn't very good at riding. I'm still questionable, but I was riding them, and I don't know why, it just hit in the right place, and it was like, it was so good. But yeah, I think, if you're, okay, this is my call out to my virgins that are listening, or my virgins with, you know, pussies. Riding is one of the best ways to lose your virginity because it's very easy to control and you're not hurting yourself. Like, you're in control of it and you can go at your own pace. And that's what kind of sent me over the edge, was being able to do what I wanted. Like, And I'm still kind of dominant, so imagining him as, like, my toy was very, woo, you know. It was very good for me. Are you into spanking? Duh. I love spanking. I love spanking. I love being hit. I love being choked. I love all kinds of shit. Where do you like to be kissed the most? I like, my neck is very sensitive. Like, very, very sensitive. So neck kisses are a necessity if you want me to come. Which do you like more, sending dirty texts or dirty talk in person? I like dirty talk in person because I like the way hearing their voice sounds. I do have a voice fetish, obviously, so hearing people say things is like, whoo, I want to hear it. How do you feel about anal? I know most girls are like, yeah, I'm down for anal. I have never had anal sex, so I am, as you could imagine, very hesitant. I'm very hesitant. Have you ever been caught masturbating? Nope. And I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud I've never been caught. What's your favorite type of foreplay? Head. Who doesn't like getting head is my question. I want to meet someone who's like, nah, I just don't like getting my dick sucked or getting my pussy ate. I just don't like it. I want to meet that person and I want to have a conversation with them and be like, hey man, come on. How do you not, you know, good God, come on. Can you describe the last time you got turned on in public? Oh my God, okay. So one time, I was hanging out with a group of friends, and it was very small, it was very subtle, but it was like, it was recent, it's the only thing I think of. One of my friends, I'm not attracted to them at all, like, at all, and he was trying to get past me, and he was like, excuse me, and he grabbed my hips instead of my waist or, like, my shoulders or anything, he grabbed my hips and, like, pushed me to the side, but the way his, like, fingers kind of dug into my hips was like, I've never liked him, but in that moment, I wanted to fuck him more than anything in my life. Like, anything. But, you know, I'm very easy to please. Which would you like more, to be dominated or to be dominant? I'm a switch, y'all. I can't pick. You know I can't pick. If you held a gun to my head and was like, pick one, I like the idea of being a dom more, but in reality, I just like being spanked and being choked and doggy and shit like that too much to be a 100% dom. Like, I'd live my life fine being 100% sub, but I don't know if I could live without, you know, being hit or being choked or whatever. So, I'm sorry to disappoint, but I'd have to be sub. Would you rather have sex on a plane or on a moving train? This sounds like a fucking Dr. Seuss quote. I would rather have sex on a train because I would have less fear of it crashing and killing me. I trust trains more than I do planes. I think that's it for these questions. Let's see if there's any more. How many people have you slept with? I don't want to say. I really don't want to say. I'm very embarrassed of my body count, and I don't want people to know. I'm getting so many pop-up ads for Crunchyroll on this stupid fucking clothes. What's your favorite body part? I feel like I've answered this one. I feel like I've answered some of these before. My favorite body part on men is gonna be their stomach and, like, their hip line. Like, seeing your hip line and then the happy trail and then the stomach and shit. And, like, right above, like, where their dick starts. Like, that area is, like, really nice. And then for women, it's, like, the chin down to right above, like, right under the collarbone. Like, I think the neck and the chin and the, like, shoulders and shit is very pretty. And that's just me being honest. That's not, I could be honest, or I could be gross and be like, I like dick, I like titties, but I mean, if I'm being like honest, like those are the things that I look at first. When is the last time you had a dirty dream? The other night, actually. I had a dream about Nex, and I was joking to my friend. I was like, oh my god, is he thinking about me? But I had a sex dream about my ex again. Again! I'm cursed. When did you first have sex? I lost my virginity at 16. I was pretty young. Oh, my upstairs neighbors are going crazy. I was pretty young. But, yeah. 16. What's your favorite position? I think I answered this one too. Oh my god, I'm just repeating myself. I guess it's an updated one because I've changed a little bit since my last Q&A. I used to like riding and like you can like hug them, but right now it's a toss up between doggy and then this one. Hold on, what's it called? I'm literally looking it up. What's it called? It's like your legs are on their shoulders. Yeah, what's it called? It's like your legs are on their shoulders and they're fucking you in missionary. It's because it can go like a lot deeper. But I don't know. What is it called? It just says leg on shoulders. Whatever. It's just leg on shoulders because it can go deeper. Yeah, what the fuck? I just heard my roommate yelling. How often do you masturbate? Once every 2 days. I'm kind of almost addicted, almost once a day, but I do have an addiction. Have you ever been skinny dipping? Nope. Mm-mm. Don't want to get arrested. Have you ever slept with someone you work with? Nope, because I'm not stupid. Have you ever sent nudes? Duh. Who hasn't? You know, who hasn't in this day and age? I don't like it because I'm a type of girl where I'm like, I prefer you see it in person, but then I was like, fuck it, you know. Would you make a sex tape? No. I do not want people to see me having sex. I'm fine with you hearing me, but I don't want you seeing me. What's your most embarrassing sexual experience? I think I talked about this one time. I tried dapping a dude up after sex and he just looked at me funny. I was still bent over and everything and he just looked at me funny. Sex with the lights on or off? I've only had it with them on, but I would like to have it off. I would like to at least have mood lighting, but I'd rather have the lights off, but I've only ever had sex with the lights on. Quickie or marathon session? You can get a lot of passion in a quickie. Like, you can get a lot of energy in that quickie. Like, if you stretch it out through a day-long event, I feel like the passion's gonna die out at some point, unless you have a really good partner. But I prefer a quickie. What's your favorite time of day to have sex? At night. But I've not only had it during the day, but I've mostly had it during the day. I've only had it at night a couple times, which is kind of weird, but I don't know. I prefer at night because, you know, it sets the mood more, but, you know, that's just how it do. What's the longest you've gone without sex? Pretty long, actually. Like 6 months? 7 months, maybe? Like, I've gone pretty long without sex. I haven't had sex in a while, honestly. I don't know how long it's been, though. What month is it? 1, 2, 3, 4. It's been 4 months. I go for pretty long periods of time. Because, you know, my mental health isn't so good right now, so I don't want to, like, focus on... I don't want to do, like, sexual stuff when I'm not feeling good. So... I can go pretty long without having sex. I'm not like a hound dog where I have to have sex all the time. But Have you ever had an inappropriate crush? Yes. I wanted to fuck my fucking econ teacher so bad. He was a DILF. I wanted to fuck him so bad. And I've had crushes on friends, like best friends or people in relationships and shit that I shouldn't have crushes on, but I think the econ teacher is probably the funniest one. Like, you know, who doesn't want to fuck at least one of their teachers? And then the last question. Would you say you're kinky? I don't like being pissed on. I don't like being pissed on. So not that kind of kinky. But I am into, like, being hit and, you know, choking and spanking and shit. I'm also... Okay. I'm just gonna list off some of my kinks that I, that I have. That's gonna be the end of this video. Or the end of this audio. Let's see. Let's see. Are you in... Where is it? It's like this game that we played at, when I was at my friend's apartment. It was like, if you have this kink, take a drink. Where is it? Oh, okay. Age play. No. I am not into age play. Not my thing. Bondage? Yep. I am pretty into being tied up and tying other people up. Cuckolding? No. Dominance? Yes. Electrostimulation? No. Foot fetishes? No. Gagging? Yes. I'm so into that. Humiliation? A little. Impact play? Yep. Klismophilia? That's like enema. No. Masochism? Mm-hmm. Pregnancy? Oh, okay. I'm into like getting cum inside. Like I have a big like impreg fetish for sure. Roleplay? Yup. Voyeurism? No. Whipping? Yes. Wax play? Yes. Yeah, I think that's about it. That's the only ones I could find. I know that there's more, but, yeah. Okay, that's kind of all I had planned for today. It was just do a little NSFW Q&A, just a fun little thing to do. And yeah, follow me on Twitter. Please follow me on Twitter. I do a lot more interaction and stuff on there. Like, I'm more active on there than I am on here. So, if you give me a follow, I'll definitely be, you know, entertaining. I'm pretty funny, you know? So, that's me pretty much begging for followers in my last 2 minutes of this video. Or this audio. I keep calling it a video. You can't see me. Haha. Yeah, thank you guys so much for all the support and love. And thank you for... How many members are we at on the subreddit right now? Let's see. Come on now, internet. Let's see. Oh my god, thank you guys for 198 members on the subreddit. That's so fucking crazy. Jesus. Thank you guys. Thank you so much for the continued support. If you guys really like my stuff, I have some fun announcements coming within the next couple of months. I'm working on a lot of projects, and I've definitely got some stuff in the works that I think you guys are gonna like. I remembered the answer to your last poll, and I'm working on that audio right now, so it should be uploaded at some point in the next couple of weeks, so keep an eye out for that. And yeah, thank you guys. If you ever want to talk or just, you know, are bored, you know, send a bitch a message. Yeah, thank you guys so much. I love you all. Have a very lovely evening, and I love you. Mwah.